I want to report something.
Okay.
Tonight, I was coming up Highway 93 north up to Ketchum and Sun Valley.
Yes.
I've talked to the sheriff about it. I was scared out of my wits. It was after Shoshone. It was about the between the ice cave. Well, on this side of the ice cave, about marker mile marker between I think it's about 9-8 or 9-6.
Okay.
But it was after the ice caves, and it was right after the last railroad track that you cross before you come into Bellevue. And I was there was a dense fog, real dense, and I was going about 45 miles an hour. And after I hit the last railroad track, I felt this ping, you know, like I thought it was my tire hitting, you know, some ice on the road.
Yes.
And all of a sudden I heard this kind of a whirling noise over my car, and I saw these red lights. I mean, red lights, like, all around, like, on the hood, you know, like a reflection.
Yes.
And also on the ground as I was moving, and the inside of my car felt like it was 100 degrees. And this happened on three different occasions.
And you didn't see anything other than that?
That's all.
Uh-huh.
But it scared the shit out of me.
Okay, about what time did the first incident happen?
The first one I noticed about 10 minutes to 2. And I have a CB radio in my car. And right after that happened, you know, it stunned me for a minute. And then the second one happened. And then the third one happened. And then I got on my CB and started calling the sheriff in Bellevue. And I started giving the mile markers out, I think about 100, and they could hear me at 104.
Okay. Did you have any problems with the car every time this happened?
What do you mean?
Any engine problems or any electrical problems?
No, you know, not that I know of.
Okay.
You know, it was too dark to. I was gonna check the top of the car, see if it, you know, it was burnt.
Uh huh.
Anyway.
Okay. How about physical?
It scared the hell out of me.
Did you feel any tingling or anything like that?
I felt tingling. My hair stood on edge. I mean, I had my hat off, and my hair just stood straight up. I have short hair, or, you know, relatively
yes.
short.
Uh-huh.
It stood straight up. My dog is I have a German Shepherd, and my dog was asleep at the time, right prior to the it happening. And she started whimpering.
Okay. Did you have any problems with that CB radio?
Well, you know, they couldn't understand me until mile marker 104.
Okay. Well, did you have your car radio playing?
No.
Okay. Was this light strong enough to illuminate the ground around you?
Yes.
How about the inside of the car?
Yeah, the whole car just lit up.
Okay.
I mean, it felt like, I mean, my heater in my car doesn't work very well. And, I mean, I was like, you know, kind of chilly.
Right.
You know, because, you know, I was driving, you know, late at night. And it usually keeps you awake. And it just felt like, I mean, I started sweating. I started perspiring. It was so hot.
And did all this go back to normal as soon as these events quit?
Right.
Okay.
And I talked to the sheriff of Bellevue. He met me at the entrance of Bellevue, plus state trooper, plus you know, some other policemen.
Yes.
And they said, you know, they said they'd had other reporting such as this, and told me to call this number. And I said, listen, you know, I was just shaking. So I was literally shaking badly.
Well, I can imagine.
But I said, listen, you know, why don't you just go about 10 miles south, 15 miles south into this dense fog and see what you, you know, come up with. And the guy says, well, I'm not going down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've lived here for 3 years, and I've heard of, you know, people out in, like, Triumph reporting, you know, sightings or, you know, and people... Where I used to work,
yes,
there was a girl that, you know, was going down like towards Gannett. It's off of Bellevue, the side road, and you know, she said she saw this thing in the middle of the road. It was so. I mean, she had to go to the doctor. She was, you know, like burnt.
Uh huh.
You know, this is in the paper here, but I've lived here for 3 years, and you know, I didn't believe anything like this, but it happened to me.
Now you're a believer.
Yeah. Now I was frightened to death. I had a shotgun in my car, but I didn't have any shells. And if I had some shells, I would have stopped.
Just whimper.
Right. I mean, it wasn't having a nightmare.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she was fully awake. I mean, like she was sitting up in the seat, whimpering.
Okay. Does the dog usually, when it's alert to something, do any barking or aggressive?
Yeah, she's very aggressive.
Okay, did it appear to be just opposite of being aggressive this time?
Well, it was like she was scared.
Scared, right, okay. And you didn't see anything strange along the roadway as all this
was going on? Well, you know, I mean, it was like a dense, it was a real bad fog, and it was, you know, kind of snow, misty, you know, the wind was blowing, you know, the snow was blowing off, you know, it was kind of, you know, drifting like, and, you know, I was looking, you know, off to the sides. And I just, you know, like the whole, like a circumference around my car lit up, like in a red glow.
Okay. Now, how long did each event occur? What was the duration of each event?
Probably 15 seconds.
Okay, and what time gap was there between that?
Oh, I'd say 3 minutes.
Okay.
3 to 4 minutes.
And was it the light intensity and everything almost identical each time?
Right.
Okay.
Well, it got the first one was much brighter than the second one, and the second one was much brighter than the third one.
Oh, okay. And did you hear the sound each time?
Yes. I mean, that's what scared me. I mean, I was just, you know, petrified.
And did you say this was kind of a humming sound?
Well, it was like a... it was like a whirling sound.
Okay.
I'm trying to think, you know, something that would sound like it, you know. It wasn't my, you know, my motor humming, you know. But it sounded like something was directly above me.
Okay. And was this a steady sound, or was it up and down frequency, or was it?
No, it was a steady...
Continuous.
Continuous,
okay. And after each event, now you said your hair stood on end and you could feel this tingling. After each event, did this discontinue until the next time?
Well, no, it continued. It was the first time, when it first happened, I was, you know... I didn't get over the first happening. Until the second one appeared, and you know that just created more tingling, and just made me much more scared.
Yes.
And then you know, and I didn't get over until I got home.
Okay.
I mean, I looked myself in the mirror when I got home, and I was white as a sheep.
Okay.
I mean, I'm still pretty, you know. Shaky about it right now.
Do you have a tape deck or anything in the car?
No.
Okay. Could we have your age, Mr. Green?
29.
Okay. All right, sir. Well, we sure appreciate this report, and we'll get on this right away. And if we come up with any additional information, why, we'll get back to you and let you know about it.
I appreciate it. I just, you know, they just gave me this phone number and told me, you know, to call it.
Right. Well, we sure appreciate it because this is the type of information we like to get.
Well, I just, you know, I hope it never happens to me again. Because, you know, I mean, I spent, you know, I was in Vietnam.
Uh-huh.
But I was scared this time. And they really scared me.
Well, I can imagine. These, we call these close encounters. And usually turns out that it scares the witness quite bad. But there really hasn't been any case, you know, where the individuals have been harmed or anything like that, other than really scaring the person.
Yeah, right. But I was, you know, I've never been that scared before.
All right, sir, we thank you again, and if we get any more information on this, we'll get back to you and let you know about it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.